From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 42 people were killed Saturday in double suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying that five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. A top envoy at the UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called for all parties to condemn that attack in the city of Homs. UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation at the talks, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, we requested for Mr. Mistura to issue a statement condemning the terrorist suicide attack that took place today in Homs and was carried out by the Nusra Front. Meanwhile, Syria's main opposition camp said on Saturday it condemned the act of terrorism. Nasser al-Hariri, the chief negotiator for the opposition High Negotiations Committee, said, we condemn all terrorist operations committed by terrorist groups, and if what happened in Homs is a terrorist operation, then my remarks are clear. Meanwhile, the Syrian government launched an intense airstrike campaign against parts of rural Homs and the city's only neighborhood still under opposition control. Most of the city had been under Syrian government control for several years. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say that U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. The advances came one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul. That facility had been controlled by the extremist Islamic State group since 2014. Malaysian officials have declared that country's international airport a safe zone Sunday after a sweep of the terminal where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed earlier this month. Commissioner Abdul Sama bin Mat is the Selangor police chief.
So this operation is conducted to ensure that KLIA2 is free from contamination of any hazardous material. The screening process, I repeat, the screening process was carried out at areas and location related to this case.
The sweep was to check for possible traces of a nerve agent that was suspected to have been used in the attack. Kim Jong-nam was murdered on February 13th at Kuala Lumpur Airport by VX nerve agent, which is classified by the United Nations as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been detained. Four North Korean men were also suspected, but they have left the country. Here in the United States, the Democratic Party, that is, has selected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as its new chairman. Perez won over Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting Saturday by Democratic National Committee members at their meeting in Atlanta. Outgoing DNC Chair Donna Brazile made the announcement.
The results are 235 for Mr. Perez and 200 for Mr. Ellison.
Perez said that Democrats must work to communicate their message of inclusion to voters and move forward from last year's election losses. Ellison, who was voted to be Perez's deputy, said Democrats have to go beyond confronting President Trump to establish a country in which everyone can aspire to a good life. President Trump stayed with a familiar theme during his weekly address on Saturday, pledging to return jobs to the United States. The president pledged to bring jobs back specifically to African-American communities.
Today and every day, I pledge to continue that march so that every American, no matter his background, no matter her background, has the chance to climb that great ladder of success.
Trump will make his first address to the U.S. Congress Tuesday night. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.